ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gabriel Ben Orna.
This shiur is on Meseches Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalhed. We're learning the sugya of Yehargva Al Yavar, the Gemara in Ayin Dalhed, and Aleph that says that Al Sholesh Averis, one is Mukhiv to be Yehargva Al Yavar, Al Avizergi Lareis Vishvichas Damim. And we pick up with the Gemara 8 lines from the bottom of Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Maritzeich yehareg val yaver af nara hamayrasa tehareg val tavar," and we'll begin our discussion with a focus on that girsa. In our svarim, it says tehareg with a tough. If you take a look at the long tesis on Amud Beis, the Ramaschal v'ha'esther v'ha'asi havoi, on the fifth of the wide lines in that tesis, we find that there's another girsa in the Gemara. There are those that are geris yehareg with a yud. And l'chayri, it seems like it's a grammatical question. Tehareg means she should be moisei nefesh. Yehareg means he should be moisei nefesh. But really, this is the yesod of the most important diyun in the whole sugya. Because this girsa change from tehareg to yehareg is the chiddush of the Reb Bar Mordechai in Tosfos. And he says it to be mechadish that the whole din of yehareg val yaver and gilui arayis is only for men and not for women. And therefore, he says not to be geiris tehareg, rather to only be geiris yehareg. It's a gevaldig chiddush. It takes the whole halacha that it says in the Gemara that the aveir of gilui arayis is yehareg val yaver, and essentially he cuts it in half. It's only true for half of the population and not for the other half. Now, avadi, he doesn't mean to say that the isser is only for the man or for the not for the woman, or that the chiyav misa is only for the man and not for the woman. The Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Tesvav, hishvah katz v'ishel ishel chalayin shabateira, and more specifically, Negele in Yenenu, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Lamed Beis, a very important gezeira, is a katz where it says, v'nechasu ana fashreis ha'isais, and over there we learn that even though the isha is passive in a maisa bia, but nevertheless the Torah considers it like a maisa. And so the lav, the isa, the karmach chatas, the chiyav misa, all apply equally to the man and to the woman, but the chiddush that the Reb Mordechai is saying is that the chiyav mesiras nefesh, the chiyav yehareg va'al yavar, that the Torah says for the aveir of gilui arayis, that is only for a man and not for a woman. Where does he get this from? So he says, because let's take a look at the sugya. We say that the chiyav yehareg val yaver by gilui arayis is learned from Ritzayach. And then the Gemara asks, v'ritzayach gufu min alon? And over there the Gemara says, svarahu, as Rava told the poor guy who came and told him that Mari Derei is going to kill me, if the Gemara tells a real life Maisa that somebody was going to be killed if he doesn't go and kill somebody. And Rava told him, Mai Chazis de Dama de Dach Sumaktvei. You can't go and kill him to save your life, because what makes your blood any redder than his? And Zuck the Reb Bar Mordechai. But there's a Gavaldik Kasha on that Svara. Good, I have no reason to say that my blood is any redder than his, but on the other hand, what makes his blood any redder than mine? And why do we say at the end of the story that I should be dead and he should be alive? Fakert, his blood is no redder than mine, maybe he should be dead and I should be alive. Zuck the Reb Bar Mordechai. Avad the svara of my chazis could never be said to be mechadish that you must sacrifice your life for somebody else's life. Because mechadesi, what makes his life any more chashuv than my life? So what's the svara saying? All the svara could be saying is that since there's shkulim, it's an absolute tie. There's no way to be mechriya between my life and your life. So really, we don't know what to do. When somebody says, go kill him or I'll kill you, we have no way to decide what's the more proper course of action. And since we have no way to decide, so shavi al tase, you have to remain passive. Now, when Mari Deroi comes to you and says, go kill him or else I'll kill you, and you remain passive, so lemaisa, what's going to happen is that you're going to be killed. But it's not because there's a din that you should be killed rather than he should be killed. Really, the din is that we don't know who should be killed. We can't decide who should be killed. The mele, shavi al tase, and the mele, you're going to be killed. Kum dois zuk the Reb Mordechai. That the whole din yehareg val yaver by shvichas damim is not a din yehareg val yaver b'teres vaday. It's only a yehareg val yaver b'teres safek. It's not that the Torah decided that shvichas damim is doicha your life, or that pekuach nefesh is not doicha shvichas damim. Really, what the Torah said is that between saving your life and the aver of shvichas damim, we can't decide which one to do, so remain passive. Meila. When we then go and learn from Shvichas Damim to Gilui Arayis, Zuk the Reb Bar Mordechai, what we learn is Vayta the same thing. We're not learning that Gilui Arayis is a Yehareg Val Yaver, that the Aveir of Gilui Arayis is greater than the importance of saving your life. Rather, what we're learning is that they're equal. That the aveira of Gilei Raos is equal to the importance of saving your life. We can't decide which one to do. And since we can't decide which one to do, so we say Shevi Al Tasa. So if somebody comes and says, go be boil an erva or else I'll kill you, we don't know. Should I be boil the erva and save my life? Or should I refrain and not do the aveira? They're equal, we can't decide. So we say Shevi Al Tasa. But if we say Shevi Al Tasa, if the whole reason for the Yehurg Val Yafa by Gilei Raos is because of Shevi Al Tasa, Zak the Reba Mardechai, it's going to come out that only the man for whom the Aveira is an active Aveira, and the passive course of action is to not do the Aveira and give up your life, he's going to have to give up his life. Masha Enkin, the Isha, whom the Gemara in Amud Beis calls Karka Olam. Her role in the Gilei Raos is a passive role. So now, if the rule is that we can't decide what to do, so remain passive, so for her, that means do the Aveira. Because for her, remaining passive is to allow the Aveira to be done. It would take a kumba say for her to say, no, kill me. She's not mechuyev to do that. And therefore, the Isha is not mechuyev to Maisei Nefesh for Gilei Raos because of the Svara of Karka Olam. Now let's come back to where we began. The Rav Mordechai says that for this reason it's better to be goyis yehareg v'al yavar rather than teihareg, because really only the man is mechuyev to Maisei Nefesh and not the Isha. Then the Rav Mordechai says that the emphasis is the girsa is not so ma'akev. If you want to be goyis teihareg, if the svarim that you have say teihareg, it's nishkefer lach. Because there could be cases where an Isha is mechuyev to Maisei Nefesh also. And that is, if the anasim are telling her that will kill you unless you do an active role, Dainu lahavias ha'erva aleha, if they're demanding that she play an active role in the arayas, then in a chanami, zakt the Reba Mardechai, she'd be mechuyev to Maisei Nefesh. But he's saying, but since the ordinary, and then you could be miyashiv the gears of teharek, but since the ordinary Maisei Bia is her in a passive role, so that's why it's better to be gears yehareg. Now the svara with which he's pattering her from being Maisei Nefesh for Gilei Raos is a svar called Karka Olam. The words Karka Olam appear in the Gemara Nama Beit. But it's important to emphasize that the Reba Mordechai is not saying that this svar is the words of the Gemara Nama Beit. The words of the Gemara Nama Beit mean something else, and the Reba Mordechai actually is being medayik from what the Gemara doesn't say, a raya to his svar. Zak the Reba Mordechai, and let me just mention Agav Urcha before we continue. The reason I keep on saying Rebar Mordechai rather than read it as the Rivam is because Stam Rivam in Tosis refers to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Meir, who was the older brother of Rabbeinu Tam and the younger brother of the Rashbam, but this is not the Rivam in our Tosis because his father is Meir, and over here the Rivam in our Tosis is identified as the Rebar Mordechai, so this is somebody else, this is the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, and even though sometimes Tosis writes it as the Rivam, but I'm referring to him as the Reba Mordechai. Now, the Reba Mordechai says that where he's getting this from is a diuk from what the Gemara Nama Beis doesn't say. The Gemara Nama Beis asks a kasha about the ma'aseh of Esther. Why was Esther allowed to be nivelot hachashverosh? Why wasn't she be mechuyev to be ma'aseh nefesh? And the lashon of the Gemara's kasha was ha Esther befarhes yahava, because the Gemara Nama Beis says that befarhes even shar averos have a din of yehareg v'al yavar. Frakti Gemara Esther Farhesi Havya, so she should be mechuyev to Maisei Nefesh, even though it's Shara Averis. So Tosis was bothered by Akasha, all the Balei Tosis, starting with the Rabbeinu Tam also. Why is the Gemara only asking from the fact that it's Farhesia, and even Shara Averis have a din of Yehareg v'al Yavar? Esther Lachair is the case of Gilei Raos, and Gilei Raos, even Betzina, has a din of Yehareg v'al Yavar, even without the Farhesia. Why didn't the Gemara ask from Esther Gilei Raos Havya? To that, the Reba Mardechai is saying, because klape the aveira of Gilei Raos, it was poshut that there's no chiyuv of Yehareg v'al Yavar on an isha because of the svar of Karka Olam. Now, even though when the Gemara asks the kasha for Hesya, Abaye says a teres of Karka Olam, and Rav over there gives a different teres of Hanas Asman Shani, that's because klape the kasha of Hesya Havya, the teres of Karka Olam is just a svara. Abaye says, oh, since it's only Karka Olam, it's not as chomer, so there you don't have to be Maisei Nefesh, it's not such a big chilul Hashem. And Rava argues, and he doesn't like the teres, he gives a different teres, but that's all agabi the kasha of Farhes Yahavya. There the teres is a svara, and it's debatable. But klape the kasha, the unspoken kasha of Esther Gilei Raos Havya, zot the Rebar Mordechai over there, it's more than a svara that Karka Olam should take off the chiyuv of Yehareg v'al Yavar. Over there, it's a logical proof. Over there, it's muchach and cheshben. Because since the whole makor for Yehar Raliyah regular rice is from Shvichas Damim, and by Shvichas Damim Gufo you wouldn't have to Moisei Nefesh for Oshevi Al Taaseh, Mamela it's muchach that in Gilirayas you're not going to be muchiyev to Moisei Nefesh for Oshevi Al Taaseh for a karka oilam. So mainly the Rebbe Mordechai says that the Shaka Patar Gilirayah is like this. The Gemara took a look at the Mice of Esther, and to the thought to that it should be Gilirayas, the Gemara knew that since Esther is karka oilam, there's no problem with Gilei Rais. That's muchach in logic. But the Gemara asked the Kasha, but what about the fact that it's Bifar Hesia, and they're even Sharaveris? So good, it's not Gilei Rais. It's not learned that from Shvichas Damim. So maybe there you should have to Moshe Nefesh even for a passive Aveira. And then Abaye said, but a passive Aveira is safe, because safe, not as Chamer. So it's not such a big Chil Hashem. And Ravi said, no, he has to give a different Teret. But to the Kasha of Gilei Rais, the Gemara never even bothered to ask if it was over there. It's more than a svar over there. It's muchach in logic that there can't be a chiyuv of Yahar Gval Yavar because it's learned from Shvichas Damim, and by Shvichas Damim, it's only b'teira safek, and b'meila it's only a din of Shevi Al Paseh. Let's continue the discussion with the Teira of Reb Chaim. It's a well-known shtickle. It's the very first shtickle of Reb Chaim, Chiddush Reb Chaim Halevi al Rambam. The Rambam in Parakei of Hilchas Yisaydi Ateria brings down that there are three Averis that are Yehar Gval Yavar, Rabbi Jezer, Gili Reis, and Shvichas Damim, and the Rambam is not Machalik, that Gili Reis is only for men and not for women. Zot Reb Chaim, it's Mashma in the Stimus Hadvarim in the Rambam that he holds that Gili Reis is Yehar Gval Yavar even for women. Now, granted, it's not Mafurish in the Rambam, it's just a Diyuk from the Stimus Halashin, and the Chazaynish disagrees with this Diyuk in the Rambam. The Chazaynish, in his notes on the Reb Chaim, the Golyanius Chazaynish in the back of Reb Chaim, he argues, he has many ha'aris on this whole arichas in Reb Chaim, but he begins by saying that he doesn't agree with the initial statement of Reb Chaim that the Rambam argues with the Rebbe Mordechai. The Chazanish says, no, it's not muchach the Rambam, fakir, the Rebbe Mordechai had a very compelling argument, there's no reason to think that the Rambam would argue. So the machlekes Reb Chaim and the Chazanish about whether the Rambam holds the chi of Mesiris Nefesh on the Isha, and the emes is that there's a earlier makor for this machlekes, it's a machlekes between the Kapis Tamarim and the Meches Chenoch. The Kapis Tamarim, that's Rav Moshe Ibn Chaviv, he's most well known for his Sefer HaChidushei, Maseches Sukkah, which he called Kapis Tamarim, so we often just refer to him as the Kapis Tamarim, but he also wrote a shorter Sefer on part of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which he called the Yom Truah, and on the last parak of Maseches Yuma, which he called Yom HaKippurim. Now, our sugya comes up in Yuma Daf Pei Beis. The sugya of Yehar Gval Yavar is in three places in Shas Be'ikar, over here in Sanhedrin, Psachim Daf Chapei, and Yuma Daf Pei Beis. Over there in Yuma Daf Pei Beis, the Kapis Tamarim talks about this discussion, and he is on the same side as Reb Chaim, but he actually goes even further than Reb Chaim, and I want to bring out this Nakuda. He nemzon, like Reb Chaim, that the Rambam is Machayev Mesiris Nefesh not only for Kumvase but also for a Shevi Al Taaseh. And Zuk the Kapis Tamarim, not only the Gabi Gili Arayis, is the Rambam Machayev and Mesiris Nefesh for Shevi Al Taaseh, meaning that the woman has to be Mesiris Nefesh, but even by Shvichas Damim, the Rambam is Machayev and Mesiris Nefesh, even by Shevi Al Taaseh. What does that mean? So there's a case that Tosis brings in of Mashlichin Oisei Al Hatinik. Tosis says, imagine that they come and tell a person that we want to kill, the Goyim come and say, we want to kill that baby. Tosis says, a baby, because we want an example of somebody that's so small that he would die by having another person thrown upon him. So Tosis says, the Goyim want to kill a baby. They say, we're going to use your guf, throw your guf down upon the baby and kill him. And Tosfos said, you don't have to be Moisei Nefesh for that. That's the svara of the Rebbe Mordechai, that really his blood is no redder than mine. There's no real chiyuv to be Moisei Nefesh not to kill someone. It's really just that we don't know what to do, so we say Shevi Al Taaseh. And over here, where the passive course of action is going to kill the other person, you let the goyim do what they want. They want to pick you up and throw you on the baby, you let them. Shevi Al Taaseh. So the baby's going to die. You don't have to sacrifice your life not to have the baby die. That's the sheet of the Rebbe Mordechai. The Kapis Tamarim says that Tosfos would hold, that the Rambam would hold, they have to be Mais Nefesh for that also. Because like I said, according to the Kapis Tamarim, the Rambam holds that there is no difference between a Kumva Seh and a Shevi Al Taaseh, Sai by Gilei Reis, Sai by Shvichas Damim, the Rambam would hold that you have to be Mais Nefesh not to allow them to throw your guf onto the Tinaik. Where does that come from? The Svar of my Chazaz Damim Zach, what makes it good? My blood's no redder than his, but why is his blood redder than mine? So the Kapis Tamarim says that the Svara of my Chazis is not the real makar for the halacha that we have to be Maisei Nefesh, not to be Eiran Shvichas Damim. He says, really, it was a Kabbalah. Chazal had the Kabbalah on these three Aveiris, that it's a Yehar Val Yavar. So Shvichas Damim is always a Yehar Val Yavar. And the Svara that Rav said was just to sweeten, to give a little bit of a hesber to it, but that's not the Iker Tam. The Iker, it's a Kabbalah Mehar Sinai, that you have to be Maisei Nefesh of Shvichas Damim under all circumstances, and therefore even for the case of Mashlich and Osei Alatinik, which is a Shvichas Damim, B'Shevi Altasa, you also have to be Maisei Nefesh. Now, Rav Chaim is on the same side as the Kapis Tamarim, in that he holds B'Shitas HaRambam, that you have to be Maisei Nefesh even for Shvichas Altasa. But Rav Chaim only says it legabe gilui arayis. When it comes to Shvichas Damim, when it comes to the case of Mashlich and Osei Alatinik, so Rav Chaim, over there the Rambam will agree that you don't have to be Maisei Nefesh. But not because of the reason that Tosfos said that you don't have to be Maisei Nefesh for an Aveira B'Shevi Altasa, but rather, Zok Rav Chaim, because that's not an Aveira at all. Because when the Goyim come and they say that we're going to be Mashlich you onto the Tinoik, that's not an Aveira of Shvichas Damim B'Shevi Altasa. Over there, someone else is the Ritzayach. You're not doing a Ritzich of B'Shevi Altasa. You're just doing a Maisa Evan Ba'alma. You're the Evan that's being used in their hands. You're the projectile with which they're killing somebody. You're the bullet. But that's not a Maisa Ritzicha. The Ritzicha is on the part of the other person. Rav Chaim says there really is no such thing as a Shvichas Damim B'Shevi Altasa. Rav Chaim says, really, even Tosfos doesn't think there's such a thing. Tosfos just mentioned this case as a way of bringing out the theoretical idea that lo yitzur there was a shvichas damim b'shevi altasa, you wouldn't have to be meisei nefesh because there's no svar of my chazas to be mechayev meisei nefesh b'shevi altasa. But really, there is no such thing as a shvichas damim b'shevi altasa. The case of mashlich and osei alatinoik is a case where the goyim are the reitzchim. You're not the reitzeach, and therefore, Zokt Rav Chaim, over there, the Rambam will agree that you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh, but not for the time of the Riba Mardechai, that you don't have to be Moshe Nefesh of Shevi Altasa. The Rambam holds you have to be Moshe Nefesh of Shevi Altasa, just he holds it over here, it's not a Maisa Aveira at all. Al Kolpanim, while they have this line between Reb Chaim and the Kapis Tamarim, like I've the case of Mashlich and Osei Alatinoik, but they're both on the same side in the broader question, they both hold Bedas HaRambam, that there's a chiv mesiris nefesh on an aveira even b'shevi altasa, and mamela an isha b'gilei arayis would have a chiv mesiris nefesh. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah reish tzadi vav, because he puts together chilul Hashem and kiddush Hashem, and he has a whole arichas going through all the inyanim and our sugya in those two mitzvahs together. B'seich ha-dvarim, he brings down this kapis tamarim, and he disagrees. And he says, no, avada, everyone has to agree with the svara of the Riva Mardechai. It's a very compelling svara. And he holds that Tosfos also, that the Rambam also holds that way. So the Minchas Chinuch holds, like the Chazayin Ish, that the Rambam is on the same, is really like Tosfos, that you only have to be Moisei Nefesh for a Kumbase, not for a Shevi Altasa. So Nachamal, what's the Shitas HaRambam? Do you have to be Moisei Nefesh for a Shevi Altasa? The Chazon Ish and the Minchas Chinuch hold that according to the Rambam, you don't have to be Maisei Nefesh for Shevi Altasa, just like Tosfos the Riba Mordechai. While the Kapis Tamarim and Reb Chaim say that the Shitas HaRambam is not like Tosfos, not like the Riba Mordechai, and the Rambam holds that you have to be Maisei Nefesh even for Shevi Altasa. The Kapis Tamarim goes so far and extends it even to the case of Ashlich and Osei Latinik. Reb Chaim says, no, that's not a case of Shlichas Damam altogether. But al kopanim by gilui arayis, Zokt Rav Chaim, the Rambam will hold that even the isha has to be maaser nefesh because b'yisoid there's a chiyuv maaser nefesh even for shevi altasa. And now we come to the crux of Rav Chaim's shtickel Torah. So what's taka the pshat in the Rambam? It's meduyig in the Rambam that he holds that an isha has to be maaser nefesh, not to be even gilui arayis. Because even though it's a Shevi Altasa, he still has to be Maisei Nefesh. L'chair, the Riba Mardechai tained it so stark, we called it before that it was Muchach in Cheshvin. The whole Makar for Gilei Rayis is from Shvichas Damim. But Shvichas Damim Gufa, it's B'Teira Safek, my Chazes. What makes his blood redder than mine? But what makes my blood redder than his? We can't decide. So Shevi Altasa, how could the Rambam argue it? From where would the Rambam have a Makar to be more Machmir than say it's a Safek and Shevi Altasa Adif? Zok Reb Chaim. Because really, there's two pshatim.
There's two ways to learn the svar of Maichazit Nemdachsum Ktvei. The Riba Mordechai Nemdon, that the way we look at the scale is that on one side of the scale we put his nefesh, and on the other side of the scale we put your nefesh. And those are equal, Maichazit. They're equal, Mamela, we can't decide what to do. The two courses of action come out to be equal because the two nefashos are equal. Dr. Chaim, there's another way to look at it. If the two sides of the scale represent the two courses of action, so on one side of the scale, there's an aveira. It says leisirtzach. Now, on the other side of the scale, anytime that we want to be matir and aveira, so we have to put a heter of pikuach nefesh on the other side of the scale to outweigh the aveira. Lamashal, if they're telling me to be mechal Shabbos, so on one side of the scale I put the chil Shabbos, on the other side of the scale I say, oh, but they're going to kill me, so it's a pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh outweighs the chil Shabbos. When it comes to shvichas damim, so what do you do on the other side of the scale to outweigh the leisirtzach? You're going to say, but they're going to kill me, so you'll put your nefesh. But just like if you save your life, you'll be saving a nefesh. But if you don't save your life, if you sacrifice your life, there'll also be a saving of a nefesh. That's his nefesh. So your nefesh and his nefesh cancel each other out. That's the maichazis. So there's no heter of pikuach nefesh. And if there's no heter of pikuach nefesh, so we're left with the aver of leisirtzach. True, there's my nefesh on one side of the scale, his nefesh on the other side of the scale, those are equal. But the other side of the scale also has a leisirtzach. And since my nefesh and his nefesh are equal, so there's no heter of pikuach nefesh, you're left with the leisirtzach. Which means that now, if I want to know what's the right course of action, should I do the aveira or should I not do the aveira? It's not like the Riba Mordechai said that really we can't decide. Avadi, you can't do the aveira. There's an aveira of leisirtzach, and there's nothing to be matir it. You want to be matir with a pikuach nefesh? What kind of pikuach nefesh? My chazus damidach sumuktvei dimudamidav hu gavar sumuktvei. We can't say that doing the aveira over here has the maila that it saves a nefesh. It saves your nefesh, but it costs his nefesh. Maybe his nefesh is better than your nefesh, so it doesn't save anything. If it doesn't save anything, so there's no heter on the leisirtzach. So what's the end of the calculation? There's a leisirtzach, and there's nothing being matir the leisirtzach. So that means that now you can't do the Shvichas Damim. Not because we can't decide if you can or you can't, but for character, there's a compelling argument that you cannot do the Shvichas Damim. So Zot Reb Chaim, if you learn my Chazas this way, then when we say by Ritzicha that you have to be heard by Yavar, it's not B'teiris Safik that we can't decide what you should do, so Shevi Al-Tasa Adib. But it's B'teiris Vadai. There's an Aver of Lesirtzach. The only way to be matur in aveira is with the pikuach nefesh, but the pikuach nefesh gets upgeschlagen with the svar of my chazas dam and dechzum ktvei, so there's no matir, so it's aser. So we know bevados that you're not allowed to do the leisirtzach, that you have to be meiser nefesh, you have to yehareg val yaver, not to do the leisirtzach. Then if we learn from Ritzicha to Gilei Rayis, ma ritzeach yehareg val yaver af nar mirasa yehareg val yaver, so that there again it's going to be b'teiris vade, not al shevi al tasa adiv. We don't know what to do, but fakir, since the aveira of Gilei Rayis is like Ritzicha, it's so chomer, there's no heter of pikuach nefesh, and therefore there'll be a chiv mesiris nefesh, say on the man, say on the woman, it doesn't matter if it's bekum vasei or b'shevi al tasa, because the aveira be'etzem is so chomer that there's no heter of pikuach nefesh. Now this svara of Reb Chaim, that my chazis tells us b'teres vadai, they have to be mesiris nefesh not to do the aveira of Ritzicha, is l'cheir mefurish in Rashi. If we take a look at the lashon of Rashi on Amud Aleph, the Ramaskal Sevaruhu, Zek Rashi Shleisitcha Nefesh Chaveiray Deikatarti Ibn Neshama VaAveira BePnei Nafshoi DeLeke Elachada. Rashi Mamish describes the two sides of the scale and says, look, on that side there's tarti, and on the other side there's only chada because there's a nefesh on each side, but on the other side there's also an aveira. Whereas on your side there's an Ibn Neshama VaHu LaYaver. And then Rashi continues, and he says, "The chiyam rachmana laver." Whenever there's a heter to, like we described before with Chilul Shabbos, whenever there's a heter to do an aveir, it's mishum v'chaybahem. You need to put a v'chaybahem on your side of the scale to outweigh the aveir on the other side of the scale. V'hacha gaber itzeich kiven safe ik ibn neshama. So that means there's no v'chaybahem. There's no maila in doing the aveir. It's going to save a life. It's not going to save a life. So there's no maila in doing the aveira. There's no v'chaybahem. There's no pikuach nefesh. There's nothing to be deicha the iser. So what you're left with then is the iser. The chere, this whole arichas of Rashi is mamish speaking out the svar of Reb Chaim. Rashi and Pesachim also the same thing. If you take a look in Pesachim, daf chafei amabez, Rashi, the Pesachim, my chazas, the damas, the dach sumak. Over there, he also has a lashon And over there also, it's quite clear that he means to be saying, not that since the two nefashos are equal, so we don't know what to do, but since the two nefashos are equal, there's no heter of pikuach nefesh, and so what you're left with is the iser of leisirtzach, and therefore, b'teres vada, you're not allowed to do the aveira. So Reb Chaim says, the svar l'cheira, it's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. So machlokes is between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos learns that machozes has meant b'teres safek, and brings us to the conclusion of shevi al tasa adif, while Rashi learns that it's b'teres vaday. Now I say l'cheira, I'm reluctant to say it b'vados, because l'maisa, what I have never understood is two things. First of all, Reb Chaim, how come he doesn't bring a makor from Rashi? But what's even more, in the Chazon Ish argues very stark against Reb Chaim, and he argues not only that it's not the right pshat in the Rambam, but the Chazon Ish, Ayin Shom, we're not going to go into the Chazon Ish, but if you take a look in the Chazon Ish is arguing very forcefully that there isn't any makom misvara for such a shita. He holds that the Riva Mordechai's pshat is muchach in svara, in cheshbin, and he claims that there isn't any makom in svara to say Reb Chaim's pshat in my chazis. And it seems to me like it's Rashi in both places. Rashi seems to learn that way. So I have a tzarechin. I don't know why I'm looking at incorrectly in Rashi, that the Chazanish didn't think that this was pshat in Rashi. And again, in Reb Chaim also, it doesn't seem really like he thought it was a mefurish or Rashi, because he's mechadish the svar, and he's not metzayin to Rashi. But be that as it may, we can only deal with the words of Rashi as we see them, and it seems like it's machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos how to learn my chazes. And that brings us to Akasha, because there's a Rashi in Yuma, and Daf Pebeis, where Rashi seems to say, just like the Rebbe Mordechai in Tosfos. Rashi in Yuma Daf Pebeis, on the words of the Gemara, that Gilei Arayis is a Harag Val Yavar. Bottom Rashi on the Amud. Zokt Rashi. Avol hi einu metzuva l'mseres nafsha. Rashi says, mamash like the shita of the Riva Mordechai, not like Reb Chaim was medayek in the Rambam, that only a man, Rashi says, has to be meiser nefesh for gilei rayis, but not a woman. The hi einu isa klum, because she's not doing anything to karka oilam ba'almahi, she's merely karka oilam, v'raya l'dover Esther. And a raya from Esther, who was nivelo to Achashverosh. L'chayri would seem like this Rashi is mamish like the Rebbe Mordechai. And if there's a machlokes between the Balei Tosfos versus the Rambam about whether an Isha has to be Meiser Nefesh for Gilei Arayis or not, Rashi clearly is on the side of the Balei Tosfos that an Isha does not have to be Meiser Nefesh for Gilei Arayis. But here Reb Chaim said that the machlokes is totally on how you learn the Svara of my Chazis. Is it a Svara of Suffolk and Shevi al Tasa Adif, or is it a svara of Bateris Vade, they have to be Meiser Nefesh? And their Rashi seem to clearly be on the other side, that it's Bateris Vade, they have to be Meiser Nefesh. So the Shaila is, how does it come out that somebody should hold that by Ritzicha there's a Bateris Vade, not al Shevi al Tasa, but Bateris Vade, they have to be Meiser Nefesh, and still say by Gilei Arayis that only the man has a chiyuv to be Meiser Nefesh and not the woman? So the emes is that we find Makaris and Rishonim for such a shita also. In the Tosfos there in Yuma Daf Pei Beis, it's a very, very long Tosfos. It starts on Amud Aleph and then it takes up the entire Amud Beis. But I want, and most of it goes through a lot of the same raid as the long Tosfos here on our Daf. But I want to be Mitzayin to a line on the second line from the top from Amud Beis, on Amud Beis, where it says, Va'oid. Tosfos over there says that there's a makom to say this chiluk, that only a man has to be meiser nefesh and not a woman, even without basing it on the fact that by ritzicha you only have to be meiser nefesh for kumvasei nefesh for shevi al taseh. There's a va'oid, meaning even a chutz from that shekel teir, even if you nemon that by ritzicha you would have to be meiser nefesh even for shevi al taseh. But that which we learn Gilei Arayis from Ritzicha, Zok Tosfos, what type of, the hekesh is from the pasuk Kasher Yakum Ish Ari Eru Ritzachei Nefesh. Now, what kind of a Ritzach is that talking about? Is that talking about a Ritzach, the poor hapless Ritzach who's never being thrown onto a tinek, Or is that talking about a guy who picks up a gun or picks up a knife and goes and kills somebody? Clearly that's a kumva say dikir etzach. So true gili arayis is hookish to ritzicha, but it's not hookish to any old case of ritzicha. It's hookish to a kumva say dikir ritzicha. Mamela zoktois is what we learn from shichas damim is that so too by gili arayis, a kumva say dikir gili arayis is going to have a yahar val yavar. But a shevi al tasadika gili arayis, since that's not similar to the case of ritzicha that it's being compared to, mamela a shevi al tasadika gili arayis is not going to have a chiyuv of yahar val yavar. So Taizis over here is presenting this possibility that there could be a chiluk between the man and the woman by gili arayis, even if there isn't any corresponding chiluk by ritzicha, and that's l'chira. Like what we said was Mukhach and Rashi, that you could learn by Ritzicha, that is B'teres Vaday, it would be even for Shevi Altasa, but by Gilei Reis, it's only for the man and not for the woman. Now, this idea is presented also different. We find a different Makar from the Balei HaTosfos to this idea, to this combination that would be Miyashi of the two Rashis, but with a little bit of a different Knech. It's the Balei HaTosfos that are quoted by the Ramban. The Ramban and Mochemes, there's a long shtick of Mochemes here on our Sugya, there's a Balamar and Melchemes, which Belined will still come to a little bit later on, to what's the Iker crux of the Machalikas between the Balamar and the Ramban. But the Ramban goes through a lot of the important points of the Sugya. And I want to call attention to a part that's near the end of the Ramban in the Melchemes, where he quotes V'chachme hatzarfasim oimrim. Chachme hatzarfasim, that means the Balei HaTosfos. And the Lashon, I'm going to read the Lashon, and the Ramban quotes from the Chachme hatzarfasim. The Esther Gilei Arayis Havoi, Umishim Karka Oilam Mutter. The Iker Hatzala Benefesh Bididexiv, De Hu Iskish Loretzeach. Zok the Ramban Beshem the Balei HaTosfos Beshem the Chachmei HaTzarfasim. That the Gilei Arayis that's hookish to Ritzicha is the man's role in Gilei Arayis, a man who's being over Arayis, and not a woman who's being over. A woman being over Arayis was never hookish to Reitzeach. Now, it's similar to the Va'oid that we saw in Tesis and Yuma, but it's putting the emphasis on the other side, the other half of the Hekesh. The Tesis and Yuma, the Va'oid, was saying, look at the Hekesh, it compares it to what kind of a Reitzeach? It compares it to an active Reitzeach, Kikasha Yakum Ish Ariehu. What the Chachmei HaTzarfasim and the Ramban are saying is that if you look at the Hekesh, it's saying, which kind of Gilei Arayis, which Aveira of Gilei Arayis is being compared to Ritzicha? A man who's being over on Gilei Arayis. It says, Kashiyokum Mishra Riei Ritzach HaNefesh, Kein HaDavar HaZeh. The Ramban's Chachmei HaTzarfasim are putting the Dagesh on the Kein HaDavar HaZeh. What's the Davar HaZeh? The Davar HaZeh is the man who's going and being Boil and Nara Meirasa. So Zok the Ramban, his aveira is hookish to Ritzicha. Her aveira is not hookish to Ritzicha. In the Va'oid, in the Tezis in Yuma, they weren't machalik that his aveira, not her aveira, is being hookish to Ritzicha. They were machalik that the aveira of Gilei Arayis is being hookish to a kumba asei dikir Ritzicha and not a shevi al tasa dikir Ritzicha. And a mele, what we learn from there to Gilei Arayis is that you have to moisten nefesh for a kumba asei, not for a shevi al tasa. But the Ramban Chachmei HaTzarfasim is a more lomda shechilok. What the Ramban is saying, B'shem L'chachmei HaTzarfasim, is that his aveira of Gilei Arayis, the Kein HaDavar HaZeh, his aveira of Gilei Arayis is hookish to Ritzicha, her aveira of Gilei Arayis is not hookish to Ritzicha. The mashmos of the Ramban here is a gavaldiga yasid, that in Gilei Arayis, the man's aveira and the woman's aveira are looked at as two different aveiras. And if there's a makor for Yehar Gval Yavar on one of them, that wouldn't be a raya that there's a makor for Yehar Gval Yavar on the other one. Even though in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, of 613 mitzvahs, it counts as one, each of the arayas, Eishasish, Anachisishta, and Eishasach, each one, there's one aveira, and it's Noyeg B'Zacharim within the Kevites. It applies to both of them, Aber L'maitzah, like I mentioned before. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Lama Gimel, there is a Bazundu Gizeres HaKosov that teaches us that the Isurim apply to the Isha as well as to the Ish. And what the Ramban Mishim, the Chachmei HaTzarfasim is saying, is that since there's a separate Gzeiras HaKosov teaching me that a woman is also Muzer and these Aveiras, therefore for the woman it's considered a separate Aveira than what it is for the man. There's a stronger Lashon that's Mashim like this, and Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rabbeinu Yoina on the sugya of Yehorg Val Yavah could be found in the Chidushei Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina on Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Chav Ches. Agavrucha, the riff on Daf Chav in Avodah Zarah. There's no riff. The riff doesn't go through it. Barichas here in our sugya, the riff's ikker discussion of the sugya of Yehorg Val Yavah is on Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Ches. And over there in the Chidushei Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, which is not printed on the riff, but it's printed separately. He goes through much of our sugya, the sugya of Yehorg Val Yavah, and over there, in speaking out a similar yisoid to what the Ramban says, b'shem nechachma yetzarfasim, Rabbeinu Yoni uses the lashon, the isha hanav elas kishar aveiros damya. That's an example of shar aveiros. We have a klal that kol aveiros shavatera are yavah val yehoreg chutz. But since the makor by Gilei Arayis is on the man's Gilei Arayis, not on the woman's Gilei Arayis, so the woman's Gilei Arayis, meaning that Ister which is learned from the Menichus and Afashay Sa'isais, that blibes like Shar Averis. And that has a din of Yavar Val Yehareg. That's, again, the Rambam, Mishnah, the Chachma Yitzafasim, and also Rabbeinu Yoina are mashma that the Isha's Aver of Gilei Arayis is a different shame Ister than the man's Aveira of Gilei Arayis, and the Makar that there's a Yehorg Val Yavah on one is not going to be a Makar that there's a Yehorg Val Yavah on the other. Now the Ramban uses the Lashon of Karka Olam. He takes the Gemara's Karka Olam and says that this uses that to describe his Svara. But the Ramban means a very different thing by Karka Olam than the Balei HaTosis meant. When the Balei, they're both explaining why the Gemara never asks Esther Gilei Arayis have you, because it's a terrace of Karka Olam. But in Tosfos, what it meant was that since the Isha is Karka Olam, meaning she's just a Shevi Al Taseh, so like Lefida Rebar Mordechai, that means therefore a corresponding case of Ritzicha wouldn't have Yehorg Val Yavah, or like the Va'oid of the Tosfos in Yuma, that the corresponding case of Ritzicha was not included in the Hekesh, and since it's a Shevi Al Taseh, so there's no Yehorg Val Yavah. According to the Ramban, the fact that the Isha is Karka Olam and is, in other words, is a Shevi Al Taseh, is just a way of saying that the Isha's role in Gilei Arayis is different than the man's role in Gilei Arayis. What that does is it makes it Kishar Aveiros Damya. It's a different Aveiros. Memela, a Makar that there's a Yehorg Val Yavah on one is not a Makar that there's a Yehorg Val Yavah on the other. And there's a Gevaldige Nafkamina that comes out from this Yisoid. When the Rishonim say that the Gemara never asks Esther Gilei Arayis Havya, because over there it's partial that there's a Teretz of Karka Olam, which Maisa of Esther are the Rishonim talking about? And the emphasis is in the Gemara also, when we get to the Gemara, and I'm amazed, in the Gemara you have to ask this, where the Gemara talks about Esther Frasya Havoi, the Gemara brings in the Maisa of Esther. Which Maisa of Esther are we talking about? Because in Megillas Esther there's two Maisas of Esther. There's Esther and Perek Sheni, and there's Esther in Perek Chamishi. Esther in Perek Sheni, v'hikavetsu kol nara basula, Achashverosh was taking the narais, bal kercham. Esther was taken, el beis hamelech, bal kercha, and she was nivela bal kercha. Nevertheless, she could have been maisei nefesh. She could have resisted and given up her life. And to that, the Rishonim say that to that kash of Esther Gilei Arayis, there's an answer, that karka olam haisa. Then there's the mice of Esther and Perek Chamishi. Esther and Perek Chamishi, Mordechai sent Esther to the Beis HaMelech, and she was going Bekum Vaasei. And could we say over there also that that's not called Gilei Arayis because of the Svar of Karka Olam? So the emes is, like Tosfos already speaks out, that when we say that Isha is considered Karka Olam because she's a Shevi Al Taseh, so Zok Tosfos, that's not Be'etzim. It really depends on the case. We mentioned before that Tosfos and Pesachim says that you could be Miyashiv. Tosfos by us also says that you could be Miyashiv the Gears of Teharg Val Tavar, because in a case where she's Isa and Maisa, then she would talk have a din of Teharg Val Yavar. Now Esther and Perek Hay, Avad is being Isa and Maisa. She's initiating the whole thing. She's inviting and bringing Achashverosh towards her. So l'chera over there isn't going to be a teretz of Karka Olam. Esther's role in Perek Hay of Megillas Esther is not a role of Karka Olam. So what's Taka the Pshat? So we'll come back to that in a moment. But l'chera, the teretz of Karka Olam is not a good teretz, l'fi Tosfos. But the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Pshat and Karka Oila means that since the Isha's role in a Maisa Bia is different than a man's role. The man is being Bayil Hara, Isha is being Niv'eles, she's Karka Oilam. The actual Maisa Bia is a different Maisa for a man than it is for a woman, and therefore it's considered a different Averis. Kishar Averis Damya. The Torah answered this, and the Torah answered that. But then just because the Torah goes and says that this Avera is Yehar Gval Yavar, it's not a raya that Avera is Yehar Gval Yavar, it's a different Avera because it's a different Surah of the Maisa. That's true in every Maisa Bia, even if she's initiating and she's being maybe as a Erva Aleha, like the Lashon of Taisvis, but it's still true that what she does in a Maisa Bia is different than what a man does. If that's the vert of Karka Olam, not to make it less chomerdik because it's a Shevi Al Tassam, a Makom Safek, or anything like that, but just to describe it as a different Maisa, so that's true by every Maisa Bia. So according to the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yoina, that's what's meant by Esther Karka Olam Haisa, that's a teretz even for the Maisa of Esther and Perek Chamishi. That which Esther is not considered Gilei Rayis in both stories in the Megillah could be because of the Svarah of Karka Olam Haisa. But according to Tosfos, that Esther Karka Olam Haisa means that she's a Shevi Al Tasa, she's passive, and it's a Kasha Yakom Yishar Eir or Sachi Nefesh. So then, Avada, that's only true Lagabi the Esther and Perek Sheni, but it's not true Lagabi the Esther and Perek Hamishi. So then, Hadra Kusha Lodukte is Taka a good Kasha. Why wasn't there a Taina of Esther Gilearayas Havoi on the mice of Esther and Perek Hamishi? And to this we find the teretz from the Maharik. There's the Yesui that many priests can bring down from a Tshuvas Maharik, Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch also. The Maharik said, this Maharik is referred to in Shulchan Aruch, but like I have a different part of the Tshuva. But what the Maharik over there says is that the reason why it was mutter for Esther to go to Achashverosh is because it was a matter of Hatzolas Kal Yisrael. Hatzolat Klal Yisrael Shani. And even though Gilei Rayis is a Yehurg Val Yavar, Zok the Marik, that means a personal nefesh. A person has to sacrifice a life not to be over of a deserve Gilei Rayis, Shvichas Damen. But that's a personal life. But Hatzolat Klal Yisrael, Anashim V'tav Mehoidu V'ad Kush, so that's different than Stam Pikuach Nefesh, Stam Yehurg Val Yavar. And over there, Esther held that was mutter even to be over on Gilei Arayas. That's the Yisoid of the Marik over there in Kuf Samach Zayin. And Lechayro, the Shail of whether or not you have to learn that way in the Gemara, that's totally on Tosfos versus the Ramban. According to Tosfos, Yitaka need the Teretz of the Marik. It's a big tradition. It's a little bit surprising that it's not mentioned in the Gemara, but Lechayro, you have to come on to that Yisoid of the Marik, because the Gemara says, Karka Olam Haisa, or again, if we're, the Gemara is talking about Esther Befer Hestia, we're concerned about Esther Gilei Arayas, so that's really before the Gemara, the unspoken part of the Gemara. How come the Gemara never asks Esther Gilei Arayas, Havya? And Tosfos says, because of Karka Olam. Tosfos is Karka Olam, which means that she's Mamash Shevi Al Tasa, that's only true Lagabe Esther and Perek Sheni. What about Esther and Perek Hamishi? Why isn't that Esther Gilei Arayas Havoi? So today you have to say like the Marik, because that's Solas Klal Yisrael Shani. But the Fidur Ramban and Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Pshat and Karka Olam is that it's a different Maisa Aveira, and a Makor that Gilei Arayas of a man is a Yehurg Val Yavar doesn't mean that the Gilei Arayas of an Isha is a Yehurg Val Yavar. So, Gendik, the Gilei Arayas of an Isha is never a Yehurg Val Yavar. So, therefore, to save her life, you don't have to come on to the Chilik Vatzal, it's Kali Yisrael, even to save one life. That Pikuach Nefesh is Teichem, the Gilei Arayas of an Isha. Now, once we've brought up the topic of this Maharik, which is an essential part of our sugya, because we need his Yisayid about Hatzalas Kal Yisrael to explain the Maisa of Esther and Perek Hamishi, according to Tosfos' Pshat in Esther Karka Olam Haisa. I want to just talk a little bit more about this Maharik and add a very, very important Shuvas Neid B'Yehuda in Madura Tinyana Yerideya Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, where he puts a very, very important limitation on the applicability of this Yisayid of the Maharik, and we see over there that there's a Machalikas Achreinim on the topic. Because the Neid B'Yehuda says that he saw Be'ezah Sefer Tshuvos, and he says that he's out of town, he doesn't have a Svarim with him, and he doesn't remember which Sefer it was in, but he saw a Tshuva that was very upsetting to him. And in the footnote there, Mitzayin, that the Tshuva that he's recalling is the Shailos HaTshuvos Shavus Yaakov Chelik Be'ez Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, where it tells the following story. There was a group of people, families, men and women together, that were traveling through the forest, and they were attacked by bandits, murderers, and the whole chabur was in a sakana. They were likely to all be murdered. Among them, one of the nashim, one of the wives, was a ishi yifas tayar, and she used that kayach of hers to be matzel the whole group by being mefata, the arch bandit. And the shaila then afterwards was, one of the things that was being discussed by the Shus Yaakov was whether she did correctly or incorrectly, and the Shus Yaakov said that she did a mitzvah gedayla, and he based it on this marik, just like Esther did a mitzvah gedayla, even though ordinarily Gili Arayis is the Aharg Val Yavar, and saving your life is not a heter for Gili Arayis, but Esther did it to be masal all of Klai. So to this Isha did it to be masal the whole entire Chabura. So she did a mitzvah rabbah. That's what the Shus Yaakov writes. And the Nedib Yehuda says, after writing that he saw this in some Sefer of Chuvis, he says, he says that he thinks that it's a big mistake what was written in this tshuva. He says, Avada the halacha that Gilei Arayis is the Harg Val Yavar means that you may not use Gilei Arayis to save a life, regardless of whether it's a life of a yachid or a life of a rabbin. It makes no difference, a yachid versus a rabbin. That which the Marik says, Hatzolas Klai Yisrael Shani, Zuck the Nadi Behuda, Esther Shani, Shahusa Lahatzolas Klai Yisrael Mehudivad Kush, the Ein Lemedim Hatzolas Yechidim Mehatzolas. He says, when we talk about Hatzolat Klal Yisrael, that means literally Hatzolat Klal Yisrael. It was the entire Jewish people that was going to be wiped out. For that, there's a heter on Gilei Arayis. But just because a lot of people are going to be killed, that's not a heter on Gilei Arayis. If we say Gilei Arayis is a Harg Val Yavar, you have to allow even the whole Chabura to be killed out so as not to allow them to be killed. So there seems to be a machlokes between the Shus Yaakov and the Nedib Yehuda about whether we'd be matir Gilei Arayis for the Hatzala of a rabbin. And I would bring this back now to the lumdus of what's more essentially our sugya. It says in our Gemara that we learn the din of Yehar Bal Yavar by Gilei Arayis from the din Yehar Bal Yavar by Shvichas Damim. So now the shaila should be, what would be the din by Shvichas Damim? It says in the Gemara that we're not matir Shvichas Damim to save your life. What about, would we be matir shvichas damim to save many lives? Will I be allowed to kill one person in order to save many people? And l'chayr, the svar of the Shvus Yaakov, who was saying that we'd be matir Gilei Arayis to save a rabbim, to save many people, that would be based on the idea that l'chayr, we would be matir shvichas damim to save many people, and then we would learn from shvichas damim to Gilei Arayis. And by shvichas damim, there's a svar gedolah to say like that. Because what's the whole reason why we're not matir shvichas damim to save your life? The whole reason is because my chazis, the damim yidach sumuktfei, the whole reason why I can't kill him to save my life is because what makes his life any more chashav than my life? But if on one side of the scale there's one life, and on the other side of the scale there's 10 lives, so then objectively we could say that, yeah, these lives are more chashav than that life. It is redder, it is more chashav, more chaviv l'fnei hamakom. There's a svar gedolah to say that. So Mamela, it's mistaber that by Shvichas Damim, we would be matter the Shvichas Damim to save many lives, and Mamela, then it'll be mistaber that the same would be true by Gilei Arayis, and that will bring us to the conclusion of the Shvus Yaakov, that a maisa like that, Isha Sifas Tayyar did in the forest, would be mutter. The Nadib Yehuda would be saying not like that. The Nadib Yehuda would be saying, he says that when we say that Gilei Arayis is a Harg Val Yavar, that means even to be matzah l'rabim, L'chayri, that's because he would hold that when we say Shvichas Damim is the Harg Val Yavar, it means even to be matzah l'rabim. And now Misvara, L'chayri, we'd say not like the Nadib Yehuda, because Misvara, we'd say, hey, over here there's no Mechazis, but the emes is that there's L'chayri and often a Raya from a Rambam to this position of the Nadib Yehuda, the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Hey of Hilchas Yisrael Yatayra, talks about the case of Yidden that are together, and then the Goyim come and say, "Tenu lanu echad mikem v'nahargenu, v'imlav naharig kulchem." There's a caravan, or there's the people in a city that are surrounded by Goyim, and the Goyim demand that one person be given over, and if you don't give over that one, then we're going to kill all of you. And the emes is, there's a lot of pratim in that inyan. It's based on Yerushalmi, and maybe we'll
maybe at a different point we'll come back and talk about it in more detail. But Bekitzer, there's two cases. There's the case of lo yichduhu, where they didn't specify who they want, and then there's the case where they did specify. In the case where they didn't specify who they want, so there's a davar pashut, all the Rishonim agree, that you're not allowed to choose somebody and give them over. But the Rambam has a chiddush, it's machlokes in the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam, surprisingly, paskens like Rish Lakish, and the Rambam's shita is that even if they're miyached who they want, even then, under ordinary circumstances, you're not allowed to give them over. So let's say there's 100 and traveling together. And the goyim come and they say, give us Reuven ben Yaakov. If they specify who they want, the Rambam Shita is that even then they're not allowed to give them over. The Ramach is masig on that Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah brings it down. The Ramach, it's not a Hasagi. He doesn't say the Rambam is wrong. He says, I know the Rambam is right because in the Tosefta it says like him. Even though, again, it's not in Gansen Mefurish, but that's what the Ramach writes. That he doesn't go into the Machlokes of Yechon and Rish Lakish. He says, I'm not arguing with the Rambam because in the Tosefta it says like him. However, Zok the Ramach, but Misvara, he says it's very shver. Because the whole reason why it says in the Gemara that Shechis Damim is the Yehark Bal Yavar is Svarahu. My Chazis, the Damim is the Dach Sumuktfei, Dumu Damadar, who Gavar Sumuktfei. And over here, Zok the Ramach, the Svar is for Kert. The Svar is to be Matir, because over here it's 100 Nefashis or one Nefesh, about the 100 Nefashis are Sumak Tvei. It's more valuable, it's more Chavav Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Misvar is Zok the Ramach, I would think that you could give it over. But, he says, but I'm not arguing, because it says in the Tosefta like the Rambam. Al Kapanim, it's Mefurish in the Rambam. Again, in the Tosefta, it's really not as Mefurish because it's still Machalik of Yechon and Rish Lakish about whether it applies even by Yichduhu where they specify. But the Shitas of Rambam is that even if they specify which person they want, so there's Zichr no Cheshmin of my Chazaz Dhamma Dedech Sumak Tvei, because Avadir is Sumak Tvei. Nevertheless, the halacha is they're not allowed to give him over. So why Taket is like that, maybe we'll leave for another time. We're running out of time in this year. But Al Kolpanim, what we hear from the Ramach and the Rambam together is that when you have a case of multiple nefeshos against one nefesh, on the one hand, this is what the Ramach says, on the one hand, the svara would be that you should kill the nefesh, you should be over shvichas damim to save the many nefeshos. But on the other hand, the halacha, and this is what we find in the Rambam, the halacha is not like that. That even if misvara is tzarachin, but the halacha is that you're not allowed to kill many nefesh. You're not allowed to kill one person, even to save multiple nefeshes. And now, and that corroborates this conclusion of the Nedi Behuda. That's because l'chayre, this shayla, the machlokes in the Nedi Behuda and the Shvus Yaakov about whether we'd be matir gili arayis to be matzil many nefeshes, should l'chayre be telling in this chakira whether we be matir shvichas damim to be matzil men and nefashos, which misvara, like the Ramach said, there's a svara gedolah to say that we would be matir it, and that's like the position of the Shvus Yaakov. But the halacha, as the Rambam says, is that we're not matir it, and that lecher is like the position of the Nedi Behuda. One last nekud I want to mention about this Maharik. We keep on saying over the yisoid of the Maharik that he's matir gili arayis for hatzolas kal Yisrael. The emes is, that's not the main nekuda of that Marik. The Marik in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, in his Sefer, that's said almost agav urcha. The main nekuda, and the part that's actually brought down the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, this Marik, the other part, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the very end of Eben Ezer. Eben Ezer, Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, that's the last Simon in Eben Ezer. In Sif Gimel, the Ramah brings down from the Marik in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, but he brings down a different part of the tshuva. What the Marik is coming to say is that the din that an Isha becomes a sur labayla when she's mezana, that din is not toloi on the Isser. And so even in a case where she thinks that it's mutter, let's say an Isha thinks that what she's doing is not allowed, is not an Aveira. But Lamaisa, it was an Aveira, meaning she thinks that she's allowed to have beer with a person who's not her husband. Aber lemaisa, the halacha is that it's aser, she becomes a surah labayla. You don't need that she should be meskavin la aveira, even if she's oimer mutter, she thinks that it's mutter, she still becomes a surah labayla. And he says, and the right to that is from Esther, because by Esther, and here's where he says the say that we've been saying over, by Esther, not only did she think it was mutter, it was actually mutter, because it was la hatzolas kal Yisrael. And so it was takamutter, and yet we find the Agadata and Megillah, that Kasher Avadati Avadati, just like I became a Surah to one, I'm also going to become Asur to the other. That from that Maisa she becomes Asur to Mordechai. So the Marik says that we see that the Isur of Ishis Ishizinta becoming Asura Labaila is not totally on the fact that she was Miskavin Le Isur, even if she was not Miskavin Le Isur, even if it wasn't actually an Isur, she still becomes Asura Labaila. So again, that's the main point that the Marik is coming to bring out, and the part that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And as we may still see in the next year, it's Negeh to our Sugya also. A different part of our sugya, the Gabi, the Sayyid of Rabbeinu Tam, that appears in the Taste of the Namid Beis, but the part that was negaya to this part of the sugya, the Gabi, the Harg Val Yavar sugya, that's what the Marik mentions, Agav Urcha, that the Mice of Esther was muta because of Atzalas Klal Yisrael, which means that even though Gilei Rais is the Harg Val Yavar, but when it's negaya Atzalas Klal Yisrael, then it's muter, and like the Shvus Yaakov is Ma'irer, possibly one can clear that maybe even when it's negeya to a hatzolas harabim, there's also a makom to contemplate that it may be mutter. Let's return once more to the machlokes Rashi and the Riba Mardechai in the Havana of the Svar of Maichazas Damid Yidach Sumuk Tvei, that we said before, that according to the Riba Mardechai, it really meant that the two courses of action are equal, and mainly we can't decide what you should do, so we say Shevi Al Tasa. But according to Rashi, it was a Tarti V'chada, and there's a clear reason why it's better not to do the Aveira than yes to do the Aveira, because there is no Heter, there's no Heter of Pekuach Nefesh, and you're left with the Aveira of Leisir Tzach. And the Shaila is, what's the counter-argument to Rashi's Svara? L'chayri Rashi's right, that there is an Aveira, and an Aveira needs a Matir. The Matir has to be Al Pekuach Nefesh, that you're saving a life. And over here, if whether you do the Aveira or you don't do the Aveira, one person dies and one person lives, so either way, you're not saving a life, or either way, the lives come out equal, so you blive with the Aveira. What's the Svara to Sefer Kert? It could be that this is really toloi on a Shaila, on a Chakira, about how we look at the Heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Rashi used the Lashon, when Rashi was describing the Heter of Pikuach Nefesh, Rashi said, Yikara be'inav neshama shal Yisrael, that a neshama of a yid is precious in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Rashi in Gittin also uses such a lashon, chaviva lifnei hamakim in nefesh of Yisrael. The implication of Rashi is that the svar of pikuach nefesh is all cheshbonis in what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam like better. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam told us to do mitzvahs. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam also loves the nefesh of Yisrael. Which one does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam like better? It's never a cheshbon of what do I like better, and am I allowed to assert my ratzain ahead of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's ratzain. It's all what's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's ratzain. So the whole matter of pikuach nefesh is that just like the Rebbeinu Shlomo likes our mitzvahs, kaviyachol, the Rebbeinu Shlomo also likes our nefesh, our staying alive. In that perspective on pikuach nefesh, it's pashut that my nefesh and his nefesh are all the same. And Mamela, when I have a choice between saving my nefesh and taking away his, or saving his nefesh and taking away mine, it's a tie, and maybe there is no heter of pikuach nefesh, and you blive with the avera of leisirtzach. But maybe there's another pshat in the heter of pikuach nefesh altogether. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky talks about this chakir in his shiurim on Mesachas Pesachim, Simon Yud Beis, that maybe the pshat in the heter of pikuach nefesh is that the demand of the Torah that we should be, I say with Tzeinu Kirtzeincha, that we should be Mevatel our Ratzin to do the Ratzin Hashem, that demand has a limitation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us loyalty to his mitzvahs, that we have to make sacrifices and take away from what we want to do. I might want to have a geshmaka meal, but if it's not kosher, the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. So there are certain things that we have to sacrifice to do the Ratzin Hashem. Similarly, if I want to make money, but it involves working on Shabbos, so I have to sacrifice all my money not to work on Shabbos. But when it comes to my life, and I have a ratzon, it's natural in every person that there's a ratzon to stay alive, an instinct of survival. And it comes into conflict with the mitzvah and the Torah. There the Torah was megala and b'chai b'hem, that to this extent, the Torah doesn't demand that we would battle our ratzon to do Hashem's ratzon. There the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, I'm mevater. You do what's best for you. And you don't have to sacrifice your life. You have to sacrifice everything else for the mitzvahs of the Torah, but you don't have to sacrifice your life for the mitzvahs of the Torah. So then, it has nothing to do with chaviv v'lefnei hamakon.
the reason why I'm l'mashal machal Shabbos or I eat not kosher food to save my life is not because the Rebbeinu Shalom weighs how precious to him is Shmir Shabbos and how precious to him is a Nefesh of Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom, to him it's precious Shmir Shabbos. But the Rebbeinu Shalom recognizes that to me it's precious my life. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, over here you can prioritize your Ratzon over my Ratzon. If that's the Pshat and Pikuach Nefesh, then Avad the Pikuach Nefesh is only to get to my Nefesh, not somebody else's. The Hajj of Pikuach Nefesh is not about saving a Nefesh from Yisrael. That's if it's for the Rebbeinu Shalom's good, Kaviyachel. But according to this Pshat, the Hajj of Pikuach Nefesh is not for saving Nefesh of Yisrael, but for saving my own life. It's Dafka that I don't have to sacrifice my life because I want to stay alive. So then, the words of Rashi that I hear, there's no Pikuach Nefesh because either way, one Yid is going to die. That svara falls away. Avad is a Hajj of Pikuach Nefesh. I don't want to die. The Torah says I shouldn't kill Yenim, but I have a Ratzon that I don't want to die, so there's a Pikuach Nefesh, Keneged the Leis Yirtzach. So on that Zach the Rivam, they're Shkulim, we can't decide, so Shevi Al Tasa Adif. Rashi, who said that there is no Pikuach Nefesh altogether, because either way somebody's going to die, that's assuming that Pikuach Nefesh is Al Yikar Be'inei HaMakim Nefesh Mi Yisrael. But if Pikuach Nefesh is Al that each person has an instinct of self-survival, so then over here, Avada, there's a Hetter of Pikuach Nefesh, not that there's a Heter, but Al Kapanim, there's a Svara of Pikuach Nefesh, just like there's a Svara of Pikuach Nefesh not to be Mechal Shabbos, there's a Svara of Pikuach Nefesh not to commit a Ritzicha. To bring out this side a little bit better, Mashal Ma Davar Doime, there's a halacha that when it comes to a mitzvah, a say, one doesn't have to be Mevaz Bez Yosem Mechoymesh. Meaning, a person has money, a person likes to use money for his Ritzenes. The Torah makes certain demands, you have to buy a mezuzah, you have to buy tefillin, you have to buy a shofar. But if you take up too much of your money, then you don't have to buy those things. Over there, the pashtus, the pshat is, because the Torah allows us to keep our money for our own Ritzenes. The Torah limits to what extent we have to use up our money on the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Ritzenes. So Shmuel is suggesting that that's also the pshat in Pikuach Nefesh, that the Torah limits how much you have to sacrifice from yourself for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and it says when it comes to your life, mamish, your nefesh, you're allowed to prioritize your own nefesh. Since it's all about your own nefesh, avada the svara does apply even klapi ritzicha. There is a svara of pikuach nefesh. I want to save a life. I want to save my life. I want to keep myself alive. And the melem, although it's not, there's the counter argument of my chazes, meaning that that's not strong enough to be matir leisirtzach, but a pikuach nefesh is doyeh, and therefore the Rebbe Mardechai says that we could really say that they're shkulim and shevi al tasa adif. So it could be that this chakira in the Sivar Pikuach Nefesh is the sheirish of the machlaikis between Rashi and the Rebbe Mardechai.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.